Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get more muscular, more lean, more fit, and healthier faster on a 100% plant-based diet. It is December 4th, 2014. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's show is going to be about self-sabotage. Yeah, self-sabotage. Probably the most common reason why many folks who are trying to achieve a better body or their dream body, where they end up giving up before they ever get there. And it all is because of what's going on inside, in their minds, believe it or not. Stuff from deep down in their own subconscious. It's called self-sabotage. And I just got to experience that yesterday. Yesterday was December 3rd. It was day 3 of my 28-day vegan muscle building transformation. And yesterday was what we call a fat loss day. If you listen to the previous episode, I explain what I did and why I did it. I was in a situation yesterday where everything on my body was sore, and I was trying to figure out, what do I do in terms of a workout today? And you can do two things when you're super sore everywhere and it doesn't feel like there's anything left to lift. You can turn it into a fat loss day where you're doing, I guess, lower muscular intensity type of work, like body weight training, high intensity interval training, either with cardio or with resistance training, like a boot camp style workout. Or you can look at what's left on your body, like literally go through muscle by muscle and see which muscles are still functioning at a pretty decent level. And yesterday, my legs just didn't work. It was every moment I had to get up or sit back down, it was like I was this 90-year-old disabled person with a walker. I had to put my arms out, grab onto whatever table or solid surface I could, and slowly lower myself so that my butt touches whatever seating surface that I'm on. And every inch of that was excruciatingly painful. And then the same process would happen on the way up too. Sitting down or standing up out of a chair was a 60-second process every time. So there was no way I was going to do any jumping jacks or doing any of my boot camp style workouts that I show you how to do in something like my 10-day tummy tightener program, where it's all about burning as much fat as humanly possible. I didn't have any of that in me. So what I did was I went through. I said, okay, well, what on my body is not hurting? And it was my biceps, my triceps, my abs, and my calves. That was it. That was all I had left. Everything else was just incredibly sore. So what I decided to do was go to the gym, and I was going to work out those muscle groups. And the intent was to go in and do them in circuit fashion so I could keep my heart rate up really, really high while I did it. Well, here's what happened. I procrastinated going to the gym all the way until the end of the day. And this is how my mind works. I just keep putting it off. And when you're not in the zone, if you ever talk to elite athletes, they don't ever let that happen. They've got a routine down so pat that nothing is going to get in the way of their workout when they want to work out. And that takes conditioning. That takes training. That takes creating a habit around that. And if you're starting off, even if it's the first 3 months, you're not in that zone. It takes longer. It takes a lot more discipline. It takes a lot more situations to take you out, and then overcoming those situations successfully, repeatedly, for you to be in the habit of doing whatever it takes, no matter what the situation is. Where you need to start in the beginning is you got to set the intention that you're going to do whatever it takes and be okay if you get taken out every now and again, but you've got to formulate a plan around it if it does happen. So here's what happened to me. Yesterday was a fat loss day, and I just explained to you what my workout was, or at least what my workout was going to be. And because it's a fat loss day, here's another tip for you. If my goal is fat loss, then I need to match my training objectives, which is to lose fat, burn calories, with my eating objectives, which the result that I want to get out of my eating is, again, to maximize my fat loss. The way you do that is you promote fat oxidation. You avoid anything that's going to put fat on you. So all the processed carbohydrates, you got to get those out of your diet if you're trying to lose body fat. You want to go as green as humanly possible. That means it's a good idea to minimize fruit. Now, for those of you who are fruitarians and you're familiar with the 30 bananas a day folks, You know what? Those folks, those guys have made, they figured out a way to make that work. And it might be a result of the environment that they're creating in their bodies. But I'm going to tell you from experience of other bodybuilders too, a lot of bodybuilders have a hard time incorporating fruit in their diet without slowing down their fat loss. So it doesn't matter. If you're going to use fruit and you know how to lose fat with fruit, then cool, awesome, do that. But if you want to follow my advice, it seems to work 100% of the time. So take the fruit out. If you just don't want to take any chances, I'd say take the fruit out just temporarily, just while you're losing body fat. So what did I do? I ate all kale yesterday. I just kept it really simple. I ate like, I think it was like 32 cups of kale. I know that's a lot, but you want to shovel as much nutrients into your body with the fewest amount of carbohydrates that could possibly be stored as body fat in you. So I had all this kale, all from green. And then right before I was going to go for my workout, my wife decides to order. She wasn't working out that day, and she kind of just felt like she was sore as all anything. And we had our, you know, she didn't feel like cooking anything for the kids. So what did she do? She orders a Domino's pizza. Now, you can go to Domino's and you can order a vegan pizza. That means no cheese, and it's got to be the thin crust. Domino's thin crust is vegan, which is awesome. It tastes great, and you don't have to worry about any animal products in it. So she orders that. And it's got olives and some peppers, and I forget what else on it, mushrooms. She orders that, and my kids and my wife, they eat like a portion of it, and then there's almost, it's like three quarters of a pizza left, and it's just on the kitchen table, and it's just staring at me. And my intent, I mean, on fat loss days, I don't care if it's thin crust, I don't care how few calories it is, it's not about the calories, it's about the ingredients. Processed flour made into a dough and baked. It's your worst enemy when it comes to fat loss, yet it's so good. And this is what happened. I sat back and I observed, and I swear there's two parts of my brain. One part going, no, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Whatever you do, you're going to get fat. You're going to ruin all the work that you did today. And then the other half of my brain, which was louder, said, no, no, no. This is a pre-workout meal for you. You're going to do just fine. You know what? You're going to go to the gym. You're going to burn it all off. You'll be fine. You're not going to spike your insulin because your blood sugar, you're going to start working out and you're going to lower your blood sugar level. So when you never spike that insulin, you're not going to end up storing any fat from this. Go ahead. And this is what happened. I ended up eating the entire three quarters of a pizza. And then, not surprisingly, I felt really sleepy afterwards. I went over to my bed and I laid down. This is like the worst thing you could do. This is the worst thing I could do for trying to burn fat. So much for my fat loss day, right? Well, when I got up, I felt ashamed of myself. I know a lot of you who have ever gone through this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You feel ashamed at yourself. Now, here's where you gotta chalk it up, and I'm gonna say it can be productive to feel the shame and to feel the disappointment if you're the type of person that's motivated into action because you hate feeling that way. See, some people, they feel shame and disappointment, and it's like they love that feeling. They use that feeling as an excuse not to do anything. If that's you, I'm going to invite you to not feel that shame or disappointment and launch straight into action. But me, I use that emotion because I want to remember how ashamed I am of myself the next time I feel like blowing my diet. And I hate feeling that way about myself. It lowers my own self-esteem, and I can't stand that. And that jumps me into action. And that's exactly what happened. So when I finally got up, I said, oh my God, Tom, I call myself Tom, not Thomas when I'm talking to myself. Tom, what the heck is wrong with you? You get your butt up right now. You put your shoes on, you get your butt to the gym. And that's exactly what I did. I went to the gym and I wrote out my routine. And I got there and here's what I did. I did calf presses for my calves because that's one muscle group that didn't hurt. I did tricep cable V-bar pushdowns. I did standing dumbbell curls. I did the ab crunch machine. And feeling so ashamed for what I did and also wanting to undo what I did, which, by the way, guys, this is not going to undo it, but it'll make the best of a bad situation. I did a huge amount of volume. I was at the gym for almost an hour and a half, and I did a total of 50 sets total of exercise. You count it, 50 sets using a pyramid scheme, pyramided up. And then when I got down to the 1 to 4 rep range, I pyramided right back down to where I started. It was a nice, intense, brutal workout. Wasn't as bad as the other days when I was doing deadlifts and squats because, well, biceps, triceps, and calves are much smaller muscles. Even my abs. Abs are bigger muscles, but, you know, your abs are working all the time. They're used to working hard. They got to support a whole half of your body and half of your body weight every single day, so they can take it. And by the time I was done, well, I felt a little better about myself. I was proud of the action that I decided to take, and it was definitely more volume than I think I would have done if I had stuck with the eating plan. But that's that. The lesson is this. Number one, you got to go in with the intention you're going to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to achieve your goal. And you're going to go in also knowing that every now and again there's going to be a slip up. And if there's a slip up, you got to own it. If there's a slip up, it is your fault. It is your fault, no matter what the situation seems. If it seems like the environment around you or the people around you made it so that you couldn't do what you wanted to do, well, it's still your fault because that was a lack of a contingency plan, wasn't it? Even though you didn't plan for the unexpected to happen, if you still weren't able to get your workout in or if you ate the wrong way, well, it was a lack of a contingency, not having a plan B just in case. That's okay, and it's okay. When you own that, and when you say, all right, listen, I didn't see it at the time, but now I realize there was a better way to do what I did, you just commit to doing that. So here's the thing. Right now, where I am, I've got if I were to go through that whole scenario all over again, there's that pizza right in front of me. Let's think about what I could have done to avoid eating that pizza. Number one, I can think of two options. Number one, I could have just walked right away and just got my shoes on, got the heck out of there, and went to the gym. I think that would have been a great choice. I think that's actually what I should have done. And that's what I'm committed to doing next time. The second thing is this. Here's another thing. I'm staring at that meal, and I'm looking at it going, oh my gosh, there's that pizza. I want to eat it. But is it the pizza or is it that I'm hungry? Truthfully, it is the pizza. But here's what I could do to self-sabotage my need or desire for that pizza. I could have just made a smoothie right there and then. That's right. Make a smoothie or eat something that is going to support you and your goals. Whatever it is, figure out a contingency for next time. So that way you've got a strategy. You've got something that you can use repeatedly if you run into that situation. Because it's not going to be the last time I run into that situation. You know, I could have blamed it on my family, my wife. How dare you? How dare you not support me when I'm trying to lose all my body fat? It's not her fault. It's not her fault at all. It's my fault. It's my fault for not having a contingency. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm just not going to let it happen again. I guess you could say first time's okay. But once you're aware, you're no longer a victim. If you allow something like that to happen to you again, not because you're a victim, it's because you're a volunteer. Anyway, hopefully some of those words inspired you. Hopefully you can relate to some of the stuff that I just went through yesterday. If you ever slip up, here's what you do. Just own it. Come up with a contingency and then commit to using that contingency every single time from that point on. So that way, that same scenario can't stop you anymore. And that's it. And just do that for everything that comes up in your life. And when you do that enough, here's what's going to happen. As every week and month that goes by, you're going to become more and more successful. And as you get more and more successful, you are creating, installing, and reinforcing the habit of success. And this applies to success in every arena of your life. Doesn't matter if it's fitness or relationships or wealth or money or happiness, any of that stuff. You get in the habit of success, at least for your body, and you're going to find it's going to get easier and easier, and you're going to just notice huge changes occurring to your body, getting you closer and closer and closer to the dream body that you deserve on a 100% plant-based diet. That's all I got for you today. Listen, I want to remind you, too, I've got a contest going on right now. So again, it's December 4th through the end of this month. Through the end of this month, I'm doing a contest where I am giving away two tickets to the Metabolic Mastery Intensive one-day intensive seminar. It is a life-changing seminar. We put it on in Las Vegas over the summer. It was absolutely amazing because the problem is with this. What you're not taught is how to truly master your metabolism. You've probably read a lot of stuff from articles and magazines, even some personal training texts. I've read them all. And they teach you how to boost your metabolism by eating more meals. Complete BS. And they teach you how to boost your metabolism by building more muscle. Complete BS. I'm going to lay it out for you. Metabolism it's not about eating more meals and it's not about building more muscle. It is about controlling your biology in such a way so that you can create the ideal environment for anything that you want to occur. You can create the ideal environment for fat loss. You want to learn the best forms of fat loss? I teach that to you live, in person, working with you, designing your program at the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. You want to build muscle? Then here's what you do. You design your metabolism, and you could do it in just a matter of days with the right tools. You can create a metabolism that builds muscle quickly and easily, especially on a vegan diet. We show you how to do that. I show you hands-on how to do that. We'll work with exactly what's going on with your body so we can drastically improve your metabolism. So it is a muscle-building metabolism. You want to heal disease? You want to prevent disease? It's metabolism. Metabolism, just so you know, the root of the word metabolism, metabol, and I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it right. It's a Greek word. It means to change. Metabolism is your body's ability to create the intended change that you want. And with the same knowledge, the same tools, you can create a metabolism that is bulletproof from disease that will reverse illness that you have. This is how we reverse my wife's lupus. Yeah, that's right. We reversed it. And I'm going to say we cured it. It's gone. I'm allowed to say that it's a cure. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm allowed to say that it's a cure because it's gone. We've got two kids alive and well to prove it. And not one symptom from my wife about lupus. Not one. And we've been able to do the same thing. We've been able to help other people reverse their diseases too by helping them change their metabolism. And it's an easy process when you know what you're doing. So I'm going to give away two tickets to that. This is a value of over $300. $300. It's going to be over. We're going to have the Metabolic Mastery Intensive here in Austin. Right now, the tentative date is going to be someday in February. So you got plenty of time to arrange your travel for that. But here's how you win the tickets. Right now, in the current issue of Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine, all over the world, at your natural grocery store, Whole Foods Market, even Safeway, Barnes & Noble. If you pick up that copy, you will see me and my family on the front cover. And all you got to do to be entered into this drawing to win these tickets is you take a picture of yourself holding up the magazine. The better the pose, the higher your chances of winning. And you're going to put it up on Facebook and you're going to tag Vegan Body Revolution. Make sure that you've liked the Vegan Body Revolution page so that you can tag it properly. And every person that is able to tag that will be entered into the drawing. And we're going to be announcing the winner at the end of this month. So good luck to you. Get yourself a copy of that magazine. Hold it up. Take a picture. Take the best pose that you want. Take as many pictures as you want. One person, one entry per person. And that's it. If you haven't already, download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com or go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Tell me about your own experiences about self-sabotage. And if you have any questions about metabolic mastery or any other courses that are going on right now, feel free to put a comment in or send us a message. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I'd love to hear from you. You can always contact me through the contact form. Again, you can go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on contact. You'll see the contact form right there. You can send me a message if you want. I'll always get back to you. And that's it. So listen, I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.